Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to make your life brand new. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We had some wonderful services in them jails and prisons before the coronavirus closed in March of 2020. We know we're in October 2022, and we hopefully, as they say, we're coming out the coronavirus era. We're getting back into the normal range. Praise God. Amen. We'll be able to hopefully to go back and doing what the Lord called us to do. But we're here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do, spreading the word of God to all of you that's out there in the free world, as well as those of you that are behind prison bars. We're talking about the message entitled The Power of the Holy Ghost. We'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this exciting message. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to enter today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, we talked about the power of the Holy Ghost. It's a difference in the Holy Ghost coming on you than the Holy Ghost getting in you. In the Old Testament, the power of God came upon the people. It came upon David. David played anointed music to drive evil spirits away from King Saul. The power of God came upon David to take that sling and five smooth stones. He took a rock, put it in that sling, slung it, and hit Goliath right in the forehead. The power of God came upon David. See? The power of God came upon Samson. He took the jawbone of a donkey and slew 1,000 or more Philistines. The power of God came upon the people. But it's a difference when the power of God get on you than the power of God get in you. Now Jesus come so that we can get the power in us. Because he wants to put it in us. It's not enough to have it on you. Because like it get on you, it can get off you. So many Christians is so satisfied when the power of God get on them. They feel like they got it. But I got news to let you know. You're trying to get it when it get on you. But in order for you to receive it on the inside, then you must get washed in the blood of the Lamb. Jesus said in St. John 14:6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man come to the Father but by me. In order to receive the Holy Ghost that fell on the day of Pentecost, we must go through Jesus. And that's why I preach it. Praise God. A lot of people want to feel the power of the Holy Ghost. They want to say they have it, but they don't have it because it's not in them. It just get on them. Praise God. And you can't go to heaven just because the Holy Ghost get on you. Because like get on you, it get off you. It got on King Saul. Yes, it did. It's in your Bible that when he went after David, David was in the house of the prophets, and he went to the door, and the spirit of prophecy, which was the Holy Ghost, got on Saul,
and Saul began to prophesy. But Saul was an evil man. But the Holy Ghost got on Saul, and Saul began to prophesy, and he caused him to go down and strip his clothes off and was naked at the door. You see, God will humble you. You heard me? He will humble you. Praise God. The power of the Holy Ghost. Now, the Holy Ghost got on Saul, but he got off Saul. And so many Christians is in that category where the Holy Ghost get on them, they feel so good. They feel like they want to serve the Lord. They feel like they want to be a Christian. But soon as they get among the world, the Holy Ghost get off them. They get in the flesh. Some get an attitude. Some begin to gossip, backbite. Some Christians get so mean. Some Christians use profanity. Why? Because they don't have the Holy Ghost in them. It just get on them. But I got news to let you know, Jesus come to clean you up. He come to wash you in the blood. He come to root out that indwelling sin so that you have room to receive the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. St. John 14 and 23, Missionary Velvet, what did the Bible say?
Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come into him and make our abode with him.
Y'all heard what that Bible said? If you love Jesus, you will keep his word. You will repent of your sins. Ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins. The Lord will forgive you. You will ask the Lord to sanctify you and wash you in the blood. So many Christians do not ask the Lord to wash them in the blood. Do not ask the Lord to sanctify them. How in the world are you going to get the Holy Ghost with that old sinful nature still in you? I'm telling you, how can you receive the Holy Ghost in you? It can get on you, but it sure can't get in you when you still got that sinful nature, that Adam nature of sin in you. You got preachers still got the Adam nature of sin in them. How in the world are you going to get the Holy Ghost in you and you still got the devil sitting up in there? I'm telling you, praise God. People, we need to get sanctified through the blood. Praise God. Stop hanging around repentance all your Christian days, all your days in the church. All you know is to repent of your sins. But go to Calvary. Let Jesus do his part. Let him wash you in the blood. Praise God. So that you can receive the Holy Ghost. Praise God. In your soul. Glory to God. St. John 20 and 21, Missionary Velvet. See, I'm a Bible preacher. I preach the word of God. Praise God.
Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you.
He said, peace be unto you. Even as my Father has sent me, so I send you.
And when he had said this,
he breathed on them.
And said unto them,
amen.
Receive ye the Holy Ghost.
Now, some people don't understand that verse. Some people think they've got the Holy Ghost there. But I got news to let you know. Jesus breathed on his disciples. He sanctified them people and got them ready to receive the Holy Ghost. And people need to know that. Glory to God. Amen. How in the world are you going to get the Holy Ghost and still got the Adam nature of sin in you? Huh? Glory to God. Amen. And that same group that was there was at Pentecost to receive the Holy Ghost. People, we need to understand the scriptures. It takes the Holy Ghost preacher to dig the mysteries out of the Bible. Praise the Lord. So that people can understand that. Jesus sanctified them disciples so that they got ready to receive the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. Because Jesus said the Comforter cannot come until I go back to heaven. You see, because when Jesus was down here walking around on this earth, the Holy Ghost was up in heaven, being God's daily delight up there. Praise God. But Jesus went back up to heaven to be God's daily delight. So the Holy Ghost came down here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Amen. I feel good in my soul. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, we're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Say amen. I'm telling you, it's a hot message. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the power of God. Hanamahanda, Hinamahaya. Oh, glory to God. Lord, look over people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, if you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. Lord, heal the sick. Glory to God. Hanamahanda, Hinamahaya, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand of Calvary. Lord, drive out sickness and disease. Glory to God. Lord, those that got infirmities, glory to God, in their bodies. Lord, drive out that infirmity in the name of Jesus. Praise God with God. Lord, I want you to, amen, to go into the jails and prisons. Lord, touch these prisoners. Glory, let them know the power of God will set them free. Glory to God. From drugs, alcohol, from running the streets. Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Lord, I want you to take care of the people. Lord, them drive, them ones got them demons in them. Cause them to have drive-by shootings and things. Lord, bind them demons and devils in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Lord, I want you to protect the saints of God out there in the streets. Praise God. Lord, put your shield around them. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let everybody lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Just give God the praise. While you're praising God, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise the song said, come where the blood can heal. Come where the blood can deliver. Come when the blood can set free, hallelujah, so you can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You heard the message in prayer of Ella Holmes, and you believe that you are on your way, or you are reaffirmed your relationship with the Lord. The Lord wants you to have the best of him and the best that he's able to give you and you need to have. Don't be hiding prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. Jesus loves you even more. As I often say, if he has to reach way down, Jesus can pick you up. There is nothing that he cannot deliver you from. You just open your heart and your arms to him, and he is there to catch you. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Those that need a miracle or help from the Lord can do that. You can call and ask for prayer and counseling also. Remember that God loves the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, glory to God. The power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. You believe that and receive that. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with that anointed website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Those of you that's incarcerated, write us. Sister Velvet, be glad to receive your letters. Praise God. To the next broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with one of the pan, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.